listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We will start with a big win yesterday for North Carolina. They're going to go to the Final Four thanks to a guy named Luke May.
7 seconds to go. Here comes Pinson down the center of the floor. Pinson penetrates. Hands to May. 18-footer. Good! With 3/10 of a second to go.
Yes.
North Carolina leads.
And they would win that game. They beat Kentucky 75-73 to advance for the 20th time to the Final Four. That's the most appearances by any school. And I think that they're going to win. I think they're going to win it all. And I'm telling you right now, I think the Tar Heels will win it all. Not just necessarily because they got a great team and they were a one seed and all that jazz, but they have a motto.
The team has a motto. The motto is one love, one team.
Yep.
This team and the love of water polo.
And basketball.
Yes,
so I think that they're going to be going all the way.
One love, everybody.
They are going to play the Oregon Ducks. The Ducks won the Midwest region. They were the 3 seed. They knocked off Kansas on Saturday, the 1 to advance to the Final Four for the first time in nearly 80 years for them. Also headed to the Final Four, South Carolina, the Gamecocks. Yesterday, the 7-seeded Gamecocks in the East upset the Florida Gators, number 4, 77-70, to win the East region. After the big victory, South Carolina Gamecocks head coach Frank Martin.
I'm going to lift my shirt. That will get your natural juices going.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have a Frank Martin soundbite.
Oh, that's weird.
It will be the first ever appearance for not only the Gamecocks in the Final Four, but the Gonzaga Zags. They win the West. They knocked off Xavier. Xavier was a Cinderella story until Gonzaga knocked him off. So South Carolina will meet Gonzaga for the right to lose to North Carolina in the Final Four. And by the way, don't forget, now that we're wrapping this up, we're down to the Final Four.
Right.
We have a national championship game real soon here. Don't forget, you can get your orders in right now for the NCAA Best of the White Guys.
It's NCAA tourney Best of the White Guys. Watch them dive after loose balls and hold on for dear life. Taking offensive charges. Jamming out on air guitar. Having their minds blown by a dunk. And everyone's favorite, one white guy throwing a crisp bounce pass to another white guy.
These guys can really contribute sometimes. I mean, they're basically on the team.
We've got all their best moments from the tournament. You'll see, checking into the game at the end of a blowout. Racing over to help a teammate to his feet. Accidentally banking in three-pointers. Getting into a little bit of trouble in the corner. Giving it their best shot. Hugging the guy that just won the game. And the very entertaining, giving the dance circle a try. Catch them now before they bounce around some European leagues for 3 years then head back to the States to become coaches.
There you go. Don't forget, get your orders in. Oklahoma City Thunder yesterday. They lose to 137-122 to the Houston Rockets. But Russell Westbrook of the Thunder in the loss, registering another triple-double, 39 points, 13 assists, 11 rebounds. He has 36 triple-doubles on the season. If he can get 6 more in the final 10 regular season games, he will be the new record holder. In NASCAR, he had finished second in 3 straight races, but yesterday he won the damn thing.
Keselowski dives to the bottom. Not close enough. The California kid, Kyle Larson, brings it off turn number 4. He, Chip Ganassi, and Chevrolet are going to victory lane in Fontana.
There you go. Heck yeah. Kyle Larson in victory lane.
We've been so good all year long and you know, 3 seconds in a row, and I've been watching all the TV, like, you know, them. He doesn't know how to win, but we knew how to win today, so it was good.
There you go.
He's also leading the points. He's the points leader. You know, that's what
he had 3 seconds.
Three seconds in a row. Yes,
that's
he's four really
good weeks in a row.
He's going to be good down the stretch.
Yeah.
Brad Keselowski, Clint Bowyer, Martin Truex Jr., and Joey Logano.
Clint Bowyer out of nowhere,
rounding out the top 5. I know.
Yeah.
I don't. He shot out there like a cannon.
That's what got you.
Yes, it. That is what
you
got.
Got to have third. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, how about your company name on? On Harbor Park, that's right.
What?
There's a firm that's been hired to sell the rights, the naming rights to Harbor Park for $400,000.
At Rumble in the Morning Park?
Well, I was thinking we could start a GoFundMe just to name it anything.
Parky McParkface?
No, I don't want to do that. I think we can come up with something a little more clever than that.
Yeah.
But we can see. So let's get on that, GoFundMe.
Let's get right on that.
Yes, okay. Right after the show. We'll set
it up. Let's do that.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, who is the guy who really runs the NFL, said that we will have football in Las Vegas. The owners will vote today, and they have more than the 24 votes needed for Oakland owner Mark Davis to be able to move his team from Oakland to Las Vegas. So that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Seahawks defensive back Richard Sherman believes that free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed by NFL owners because of the stand he took not to stand for the national anthem. You know, there was a report over the weekend that Johnny Manziel actually had been contacted, I don't know if it's true or not, by the New Orleans Saints, possible backup role there.
Well,
when Johnny Manziel is getting more interest from NFL teams than Colin Kaepernick, it sucks to be Colin Kaepernick. And by the way, Colin Kaepernick screwed himself. Forget the protest. Forget what he was up for. He opted out of a contract that would have paid him millions of dollars this year. He opted to become a free agent. He could have stayed with the 49ers, and they'd still have him on the team, and they'd still have to pay him.
But who advised him that there was going to be
interest? I'm sure his agent probably figured.
Well, of course.
Because quarterbacks, whether they're good or bad, will still get lots of money. But unfortunately, no one's looking at him as a starting quarterback for their franchise. They're looking at him as a backup, and he'll eventually find a job, but they're not going to pay him.
Well, somebody told him to roll the dice. Yeah.
And he rolled the dice. It didn't work out for him. PGA Tour, Dustin Johnson, once again, winner, chicken dinner. Third win in a row for that guy. He's ranked number one for a reason.
And that's because he keeps finishing first.
Yes, three in a row for him. He wins the WGC match play. Yeah, three consecutive. So good for him.
Bruce Rader would do that voice one night on the TV sports.
That would be great.
I wish you could. Let's head out to Herbert Park where the Tides, there they are. Your Norfolk Admirals upset the best team of the ECHL, by the way. They were on the road. They beat the Toledo Walleye.
The Toledo Walleye.
Now, I know it's a fish.
Yeah.
It's a fish.
It is.
But it's a stupid name.
It's a fish in Lake Erie.
Walleye. It's just that.
Prominent in Lake Erie.
Yeah, they beat them 3-2, which is good because the Walleye, I don't have the record in front of me, but they're like 42-14.
Yeah,
they're really good, and the Admirals get on the road.
The Calabasas scrotum.
That's right.
In third.
That's right. What? Is that NASCAR?
California.
And a third, Calabasas scrotum.
Yes.
Here's your fun fact. Take it, leave it. I don't care what you do with it.
All
doesn't matter to me. A recent study has found that cell phone radiation can cause insomnia, headaches, and confusion.
Ouch.
Everybody say what?
Do you have a cell phone radiation? Actually, if you sleep with that thing by your head, you do.
I do, but I flip it upside down. Does that help?
I don't think it does. I think it goes right through the case.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I should.
But I don't think your shoulder gets your head.
I gotta move it. I mean, it's on the nightstand, but
yeah. But I mean, your head's next to the nightstand,
so
it's only so many inches away.
Okay.
I just stuff I've read.
What if I wear aluminum foil over?
Maybe.
I'm gonna do that.